The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you a bartender that dreads the phrase, "Hey, can you put the game on?" At Sports on What, we understand your pain and we're here to help. Over the air, satellite, cable, or streaming, Sports on What knows what channel the game is on, and you can too. Follow your favorite teams, set alerts, and filter by provider to get the results you need. Stop wasting time searching and never miss kickoff again. Just download the Sports on What app and you'll always know how to watch the game. Available for Android and iOS. Start your 7-day free trial when you download Sports on What and subscribe today.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Coming up in just a few minutes, we will drink and toast with a shot of the day into the weekend. Then it's Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
It's Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
Hey, man, this is your fault.
Come on. And we celebrate the wet, cold, dark fall season on a Bad Choice Friday with the mamas and the papas.
Performance where she had the banana.
The banana?
She was eating a banana on stage while they were singing the song.
Yeah, I think that was
for real.
Dick Cavett, if I'm not mistaken.
She was just snagging because basically what they said was, "Look, you guys are lip singing this."
Yeah.
Oh,
and
okay.
She had a problem with that. So she's like, "Well, if you're going to just play the song and we're going to act like we're singing, I'm going to eat a banana."
Good on her.
She did.
I dig it.
Mamas and the Papas in California Dreaming, taking on Earth, Wind, and Fire. Is the 21st of September.
I remember.
Earth, Wind, and Fire taking on the Mamas and the Papas and California Dreaming. Vote now if you follow us on Twitter at Men's Room Live. One of those two tunes coming up right after we drink and toast with a shot of the day.
All right, so, you know, like a lot of people, I've grown up and that song seems like it's always existed. I've never really paid attention to the lyrics, so Miles, I'm asking you, is there anything specifically about September 21st they're asking you to remember? Or are they just saying, do you remember?
It's the night he met this girl. They danced all night.
Yeah.
It's the first night that he met this woman.
Honestly, God, I never paid attention. But it just occurred to me now, like, what's so important about the date?
Hearkening back to that day.
Okay. All right.
Like I told you, Mike, I saw them at Chita on the 21st of September.
Were you aware of that when you were watching it?
Yeah. Oh, God, yes.
All right.
Oh, yeah. And now they serve beer from Black Raven Brewing.
Should I tell you about that?
So I'm now inclined to get tickets to go to St. whatever.
Should I tell you about that? Thank you.
Because
we've been saying it for 20 years.
How do you not have beer there? They finally have beer there. So I'm back on the Chateau Saint Michel train.
Yeah. My wife always wants to go to shows there. And I said, man, I don't want to go. It's nothing against Chateau Saint Michel. But I don't want to drink wine.
No.
Because I'll get crazy.
Dude, I tried to sneak beer in there and I felt like a hooligan. Because I'm like, I just don't want to drink wine.
Did you hear that?
Put
Miles on a list. He tried to sneak wine
for 2.5 hours. I'm bringing two beers. I'm safer to drive than anybody going to that show.
I mean, yeah. I'm not gonna lie.
You're knocking down bottles of wine. I've seen people come back with like three in their hands.
Yes.
Come on,
and
man.
I was it's like, a winery. Like, they needed a different license that costs more to sell beer.
I know.
You don't think
but
they
that
enough?
Was their problem.
I think they're doing well.
I'm just saying.
I think they're doing well enough to be able to afford that, don't you?
I'm not going to lie. I kind of love it. It was a great time. Look, my wife, my mother-in-law, and I, we all went to Chateau Tim Michel.
To bring some cheese. To bring cheese and crackers.
No, I should have. But we went to see Kelsey Ballerini out there.
Right.
And, of course, it was another one of those where I'm working kind of nights, right? And so while they're enjoying the show, I go and I grab two bottles of wine. And I look like a doggone hero out there as I'm just double-fisting wines out there. I'm pouring it into other ladies' glasses like
yeah,
I was a rock star.
Mike.
Dude, it was friggin' great. I loved it. I'm drinking straight
I'm
out the bottle.
I went to see Rob Thomas. I mean, Chateau Tim Michel.
Yeah, but they had beer in backstage.
During the show,
okay, all right.
Like they have, but I mean that's a good winery. They have very good wines.
Oh, yeah. I'm not arguing anything.
No, not either.
I just want beer.
Yeah,
and the licensing that's their problem. Yeah. I'm glad they solved it.
The Thai place in my neighborhood has great tofu.
Okay, do you refuse to drink there though, just because they have wine?
No, but I would
get
drunker.
About?
I don't want to drink.
I would get drunker.
I'd rather drink.
I'd rather siphon gasoline in the parking lot and get messed up.
It's cheaper. It's wine.
I know, but I'm not good on wine.
I'm not either.
I'm not good on
I feel like ass,
but I'm worse.
I poop on wine. I poop black in the morning. It's not good.
Get a little wine drunk.
Actually, to be honest with you, the worst hangover I've ever had, with the exception of my 30th birthday, the worst hangover I've ever had was just off of wine. I did not realize what man, look, I know that now. I did not know then. We had a night of drinking red wine.
I'm going to turn you into a good drunk, Steve.
Mike, mark this day down.
Mark it down.
It's a year from today after a couple shows, they'll be going, hey, have we got to serve liquor? I'm for drink liquor.
Hey, we haven't got there.
Count on it.
We haven't got there yet.
Baby steps.
All I want is a shot for crying out loud.
You don't have Jack Daniels? Come on. What are you doing? You got the beer license.
Get the liquor.
Yes. Keep going, guys.
Yeah. Ooh, and they have wine.
All right, we need to move along here. We have time for a few emails from the men's room at KISW.com.
You've got mail.
Oh, and the ones from the questions today. Let's see, guys. I lived in Colorado, worked at a gated community in the mountains. When I would take a smoke break, I would stand next to my truck, which is parked in a gravel area next to a creek. On one occasion, I heard noise out of the bushes, and a bear cub comes out from the creek. As I'm staring at it, Mama Bear comes out and locked eyes with me. I jumped in my truck as fast as I could and stayed there for 10 minutes waiting for them to leave. I'm not sure if they would have tried to kill me. I didn't want to take the chance.
Yeah.
That from Big Pun in Kennewick.
I mean, the only thing I really know about bears is, like, if you see the kid and mom shows up, bad things are coming your way.
Dave says, 5 years ago yesterday, I had a heart attack. Graham, fire department there in less than 10 minutes, got me to the hospital. Two stints later, and I've been great ever since. Major thanks to all involved. Back in college, I went through a stint where I broke my hip and ruptured my spleen, falling off a third-story balcony, only to go through a window and sever the main artery in my left forearm 5 months later. Thank God for soft grass landings and concrete and CPR-qualified barflies. Thanks, guys. That's from Swan.
Yeah, CPR-qualified barflies.
Yeah. Went to my friend's house after work, took my
jacket
off.
Maybe they should do that at bars, like they do on the plane, right? So they'll say, like, hey, to sit in the emergency exit row, you know, you got to meet the qualification. So maybe, like, you have the bar, and it's like, Jeff, look, man, you come in every day at 10 a.m. Are you CPR trained? And it's like, yeah. Like, okay, then we reserve this bar stool for you.
Yeah.
That way, if anything goes down, like, drunk-ass Jeff, take care of him.
Guys, I went to a friend's house.
Just have your medical emergency before 10 p.m.
Yeah.
Guys, I went to a friend's house after work, took my jacket off, cracked a beer, started walking down his steps into his basement to play guitar, carrying my jacket bundled up in front of me, didn't see the sleeve hanging down, dragging on the floor. Top step, stepped on the sleeve with one foot, tripped over it with the other, saw myself tumbling head over feet down the stairs and cracking my neck.
Jesus.
So I shoved off, cleared the stairs, landed on my left side on the hard floor on the bottom without spilling my beer. I stood up, the wind knocked out of me, tried to shake it off, play some guitar, but I could barely stand and was in an ungodly amount of pain. My friend drove me home where I felt worse by the minute. So I went to the hospital in Burien. They did x-rays and says, you're fine. Wrote me a prescription for ibuprofen, sent me home. Well, 6 hours later, I'm on the couch, I'm dripping with sweat, moaning, rocking back and forth. Suddenly, I can't breathe. I recognize this as hypovolemic shock.
You recognize that.
Managed to call 911. Got my address, plead for help. Ambulance comes. They take me to Harborview where doctors are competent and tell me I've lost a third of my blood to internal bleeding.
Jeez.
My spleen, popped like a water balloon. Five ribs shattered. My T5 vertebrae broken. My pancreas lacerated. My lungs have collapsed. And I'm about 90 minutes from dying.
How did Burien miss any of
more
that?
More of the story. Don't go to Highline and Burien for anything. On to the
break. I mean, when you get that many things wrong, I feel like maybe we find one of them. Like, nah, dude, yeah. You're good.
I like hanging out in Burien, but yeah, a little rough around the
edge. Yep. Let's see here. Get a birthday shout out tomorrow.
No, you cannot get a birthday shout out for tomorrow, Danielle. Oh. That's the 21st of September. It's not your birthday. Why is it always women? Birthday week, birthday month. What? No, we only get birthdays on the day of your birthday.
Wait, what day was it?
The 21st of September. Happy birthday to TJ in Boston, out enjoying Cape Cod right now. Going to get some dirty Germans and a little Coach Ted. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Yeah, since you're in Boston, you know, a lot of people are familiar with the Boston Tea Party. I say you have...
Yeah, trust me.
I don't know how to finish this without getting fired.
He's out, he's there.
Yeah.
Earlier today, Miles was talking about some fish head soup. Just hopefully just no fish.
Yeah. I would try that soup.
All right, fans. We've been chit-chatting for a minute. And I know you're out there at Mashpee. Or Smith Family Popcorn. Get down to Hyannis, all right? What are you doing, Hyannis? You're going to walk into that beer garden. You go, hey, Dan. Hey, Pat. I'm a fan of Cousin Ted's. I'm here for a brewski. You don't have to yell at him, but seriously, the beer garden's awesome.
No, yell at him.
Yeah,
yell at him.
They love that.
I know. Sometimes I forget my cousins are running a real business.
Yeah, no.
Tell them Ted told you to yell at him.
Right. And then, go see the Kennedy Museum.
Oh, but y'all, it's my wife Harmony's 10th, 25th trip around the sun today. She wants to go to the Ape Cave this weekend. So can she get a vegetarian fish sandwich? And the captain explain why he made his cereal so violent for the mouth. Thanks, guys. That from Noah.
Vegetarian fish?
No, just fish.
So you don't want a fish sandwich?
Can I buy you a fish sandwich?
That's me.
Ape Cave, by the way, is east of here.
Okay.
Yeah. Is there apes in it?
Well, there's stairs that go down in it, right. So you can kind of come in it, but there's no lights in there, so you kind of have to bring your own headlamp to explore the caverns. But it's nice.
You see, Ted, if you grew up in the Pacific Northwest and went through the Boy Scouts, you'd have gone through the ape caves.
I suck.
You do suck, Ted. Ahoy there, everyone. You know, you ask a good question that I've been asked many times. Why is eating Captain Crunch like chewing sugar-coated fiberglass? Well, before the Food and Drug Administration stepped in, that's exactly what my cereal was. Sugar-coated fiberglass. But naturally, the FDA made me change the recipe, but I still really liked the mouthfeel of fiberglass shredding the roof of my mouth. It reminded me of my one encounter with Ahmed, a drug dealer from Turkmenistan, that me and Betty Crocker met in the Caspian Sea when we were transporting empty paint thinner cans to a questionable warlord known as Toucan Sam. Anyway, Ahmed was kind enough to bake us a pizza with the crust made from human teeth and shrapnel. That tore our mouths open. Betty almost choked on her own blood. But we agreed that the pain was also exhilarating, and I wanted to recreate that feeling for children around the world. So even after our federally mandated recipe change, we still found a way to simulate what it's like to eat teeth and metal fragments. And my cereal does just that, actually. That's what inspired the folks of Post-Cereal to create Grape Nuts. They wanted to see if people were cool eating sediment. Crunch Bears.
Oh, I want to give a shout-out to my fiancé, TJ, for his 32nd birthday. Love listening to you guys. How about a fish sandwich and the dirty Germans talking about fishing on the lake? We just bought a house there. Thanks, guys, from Hannah and our pup, Chiquita.
Fish sandwich. Are you sure?
Yeah, I do not know why you call her vagina a lake, but, you know, you use the terminology you want.
Yeah, so her name's Chiquita?
No, this is your dog.
This is TJ.
Oh, they have a dog named Chiquita.
Mm-hmm.
Her name sounds like banana.
Yeah.
Yeah, play hide the banana tonight. In the giant lake.
Big lake. My husband's listening to your show every day. One of your biggest highlights was watching your live show at Black Raven Brewing. Hoping Thrill enjoyed the chocolate bar. Today he's 35 years old. Please wish Zachary a happy birthday with Mike's Bitter Batter and Ozzy Ted talking about Burning Man. All the love from Avery, Trike, and Lou Dog.
Betty bought her bought some butter, but she said this butter bitter. If I put it in my batter, it'll make my batter bitter. So she bought a bitter butter, put it in her bitter batter, made her bitter batter better. So just better. Betty bought her bought a bitter batter butter. Ted.
Damn, Ted.
Hey, Ted here from Melbourne. Hey, here's a question, boys. Lads, you think this man's Bender Burner Man?
I'm going to guess yeah if they're asking to hear about
it. All right, well, you don't need to know about Daft Punk out of the trash from you. Second of all, one day old mate Ted was showering, washing his hands. It was the best pair of boobs I've ever seen in my life.
While washing your hands?
Yeah, and it was like this little hand sanitizer things. Yeah. And I'm talking to this woman, and she's talking to me, and then I look up and just went silent. Her body was just built. I mean, I'd not seen a naked body like that.
All of us are up today is my brother Eli's birthday. He's 36 years old. How about a fish sandwich and some encouraging words from Coach Ted about turning 36? I wish I could be there with you from birthday buddy and little sister Elena.
To Oregon fish sandwich.
All right, 36 is actually pretty dope, man. You're right there in the hit zone, right? You're in your middle 30s. People think you're responsible. Probably not. You also get to be a little looser, though. You're not like in your 40s or 50 or whatever. The main thing is, when you go out tonight, you have a ball. And you tell everybody, I need a 36-ounce beer. I don't think they make them, but try to get one.
Yeah.
Guys, today, just 2 days short after my birthday, my amazing boyfriend Mike gets his own special day, his very own birthday. Please help me wishing him the best with some dad jokes and the captain telling him how Aunt Jemima will make this day extra special. Thanks, guys. That from Rose in Tacoma. All right, let's see if I got some dad jokes here.
And let's see. All right, now what do I got?
When is the worst possible time to have a heart attack? When is the worst possible time to have a heart attack?
I don't know.
When?
When playing charades. What pronouns do donkeys go by? What pronouns do donkeys go by?
Yeehaw.
Yeehaw.
What did the cannibal have with breakfast? What did the cannibal have with breakfast?
I don't know what.
A cup of Joe. A man assaulted me, guys, with milk, cream, and butter. How dare you? Why did the snowman go to the garden?
Why?
You need to find his nose?
To pick his nose. And finally, I want you guys to think about this one. What type of pickle enjoys masturbation? What type of pickle enjoys masturbation?
A jerkin?
Well, I was going to say gherkin, but yeah, whatever. The damn real name of it.
Come on!
Ooh, well, ahoy there. Look at the filthy mouth of the Ted Smith. It's a gherkin, you freak. As far as Aunt Jemima making his day extra special, listen, the old Captain, well, I can't speak for Jemima, but I do know that she likes to use her headscarf to tie your wrist to the bed frame. The Trix Rabbit hit me to that. After he and Jemima went on a meth-fueled sex bender with both Boo Berry and Andy Morton, saw a girl during a rest stop in Guatemala. I would just say, Key, if you are with Jemima on your birthday, ask for the Guatemalan fist slap. You'd be surprised at what it is, but when you're done screaming, I promise you it's worth the pain. Crunch bass.
Guys, my 39th birthday, so I want to mail in. Can I get Coach Ted hyping me up about coaching the Kitsap Renegades High School rugby again this winter?
Oh, nice.
I'm sure my wife Rachel will forget to do my request again this year. Thanks, guys. That from Ryan.
All right, Ryan, they're high school rugby players, so I can't give you advice for them, but I will tell you this. Once you're done coaching, you're a rugby guy. Enjoy those beers. Also, just get the boys fired up. You know, a lot of times, whether it's football or rugby, whatever else, it's about that hot. They got to play with heart.
Bloods and Budweiser's, bitches. Happy 40th birthday to Party Boy Brett. Can he get a bong rip and a day-o? Maybe a Johnson outboard motor in a pause. His brother Brian and childhood friends Keith, Doug, John, and Yavi are coming from the Lou to help him celebrate. Thanks, guys. We appreciate all you do and can't wait to see you Sunday. That from Brett's family and friends.
Hey! You, your girl, and your Johnson.
And happy 85th birthday
to... We should send that to Brett.
Yeah.
Yes.
To a great dad, Grand Mappa, and great grandpa Roger. He bleeds purple and gold for the dogs after the gut punch at the end of last year. We're rebuilding once again. He needs some rhino farts and one more from Coach Ted with encouragement to go to the games in a wheelchair, as Heather has season tickets since 1984. We made it through the Willingham debacle. We can do it again. Thanks, guys. Love the show.
All right, listen, I know you're 85, but nobody cares that you're in a wheelchair. Yeah. All right, I got a buddy going through this. His dad doesn't want to go. He doesn't want to be embarrassed. Nobody cares. When you see a guy in a wheelchair wearing husky gear, a little bit older, you go, that's a dog. He's been there for a long time. He knows the dog, father. He knows. You see that stadium up and down. Get in that wheelchair. You'll get a better view and go to the stadium.
All right, guys, here you go. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you. BG.
Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
Thank you, Mom. I think it's time that we go back in time. The last time that we played Ted versus the FCC, so if we could, let's go back in time.
Time.
Cool.
Shy Shelly sits on Bic Ide's big deck while sipping shandies and fiddling with his clock.
Three times fast.
Shy Shelly sits on Bic Ide's big deck while sipping shandies and fiddling with his clock.
One.
Shy Shelly sits on Bic Ide's big deck while sipping shandies and fiddling with his clock.
Two.
Shy Shelly sits on Bic Ide's big deck while sipping shandies and fiddling with his clock.
Oh, there we go. Big win in 10 versus the FC.
Let's do it again.
And now, everyone's favorite daytime game show, where one person could lose $325,000 and their job, or win and walk away with nothing. It's time for Ted versus the FCC.
Lo and behold, Veggie Dog walked down the hallway with his own Ted versus the FCC.
I don't know how late he was up, but man, good on him.
Yeah, we shouldn't have stayed up that late, but either way.
He's dead to me.
I don't know if he listens to the show or not, but I guess technically, VD comes first in this one.
I've heard that.
Yep. Yeah, I bet you're right. Selfish. This week's Ted versus the FCC.
Come on, man. You know he's in there like Sting.
Go something like this. Boris the Bull is a shifter. Boris the Bull is a sitter. He's a bull sitter and a bull shifter. He sits and shifts and shifts and sits and snorts. Boris the Bull is a shifty bull sitter and bull shifter. The way we do Ted versus the FCC, one time through, three times fast.
All right. Boris the Bull is a shifter. Boris the Bull is a sitter. He's a bull sitter and a bull shifter. He sits and shifts and shifts and sits and snorts. Boris the Bull is a shifty bull sitter and a bull shifter.
Three times fast.
Boris the Bull is a shifter. Boris the Bull is a sitter. He's a bull sitter and a bull shifter. He sits and shifts and shifts and sits and snorts. Boris the Bull is a shifty bull sitter and bull shifter.
One.
Boris the Bull is a shifter. Boris the Bull is a sitter. He's a bull sitter and a bull shifter. He sits and shifts and shifts and sits and snorts. Boris the Bull is a shifty bull sitter and a bull shifter.
Two.
Boris the Bull is a shifter. Boris the Bull is a sitter. He's a bull sitter and a bull shifter. He sits and shifts and shifts and sits and snorts. Boris the Bull is a shifty bull sitter and bull shifter.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, BD. I'm listening.
Wow. Another win in Ted versus the FCC. You are listening to The Men's Room.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
All right, coming up in just minutes, we will drink a toast on the weekend with a shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check on Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Thank you, Miles. This year's Toy Hall of Fame finalists have been announced.
I feel like I'm disappointed every year that they announce this.
Why?
I also feel like at 55, I shouldn't care. But I do.
You shouldn't care, but I don't know why you're disappointed. What is making you disappointed here?
I think a lot of the ones they don't bring in, because they're very limited. You don't know. They do, what, 4 or 5 a year, I guess?
Something like that.
But they'll show you some of the nominees, and I'm like, oh, that's got to make it in. And then it doesn't, but they'll put in something like, what was it, like a stick or a rock or something.
But Steve, you work in the entertainment industry, so you got to know they're only going to put in so many so that you say, Doc, got it. I thought they were a shoo-in. They've got to get in next year then.
Those sons of bitches got me.
That's right. They do. It means nothing. The Toy Hall of Fame.
Hey, man, it means something.
But it's hard. It's hard to get in. Oh, yeah. I want to say it's only 3 or 4 toys a year.
Yeah, that's what we're saying.
You know, like NFL, they'll put in like 8 guys.
Right. And to be honest with you, I prefer this way of doing it where only a few people bring it in. I've said the same thing about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I've said the same thing about the Sports Hall of Fame. They're bringing in people that just, they've just been there for a while.
Yeah.
You know, there's a handful of bands that go into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and it's not necessarily that they're not rock bands. They've got a handful of those that go in there. But then there's others that's like, I've never heard of these guys.
Sure. I mean, the one that, with the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, it's probably been 20 years now, but they brought Madonna in.
Right.
I'm like, why is it called the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Exactly. That to me is ridiculous. But so at least the Toy Hall of Fame does bring in toys. They're not like, you know, I don't know.
Few finalists that have been announced. Balloons. Pokemon cards, choose your own adventure books, Hess toy trucks, Transformers, Apples to Apples, which I loved that game when I was a kid. Oh, I loved it.
Apples to Apples is still pretty fun.
Hell yeah. It was like Cards Against Humanity before Cards Against Humanity came out.
Yeah, like I'd play Apples to Apples right now. And also the Hess toy truck. That was awesome. Every Christmas.
I never got one.
My Little Pony, RC cars, stick horses, and trampolines.
Okay.
Stick horses.
Yeah, baby.
God.
Right?
That's an old school one.
Do they even still sell them?
They've got to. They've got to, because it's still a classic. It's still a home run.
Yeah,
it's
like
that stupid little lawnmower that pops the bubbles on it.
Jesus, God, that thing. But you know what? That thing, at least you go, all right.
It always sells, dude.
And it helps a kid walk.
Yeah.
It really does.
Same era as a Red Flyer wagon, but they don't still sell those. Maybe they do.
But I think the Red Flyer's in the Hall of Fame. I'm pretty sure it is.
But I mean, can you go to a toy store and they're there?
You can. I don't think they're made out of metal anymore, though.
No. No, they're plastic. They are, yes.
According to crime experts, New Orleans has gone its longest stretch in years without a single murder, Ted.
Good on them.
And 18 whole days.
That feels good for New Orleans.
That is very good for New Orleans.
It does. I guess our point was like, and if you know anything about New Orleans, that is a long stretch. But on the other hand, how sad is it that that is celebratory?
Right.
We went 18 days and
they're
nobody
about to throw a
killed
parade.
Someone.
Right.
Over nothing.
I like the way, too. It's like, we're not saying there wasn't a shooting or two. Just nobody died.
Oh, no. No one died.
Right. No one was murdered.
And some of those are even pending because they're still in critical, but they have not died. Congratulations, New Orleans.
Although no one really knows why, drug deaths are declining.
Good.
Yeah. I don't care what the reason is. Whatever it is, figure it out and like keep going with it. Even if it's just leave everything alone.
Well, I'll tell you some of the serious abusers are already dead. It might be that they're maybe, just maybe, they're scooping some of the fentanyl out of the cocaine, right? Because I was taking people down Well, left and right.
I will say this. When I picked up my last prescription drug order, they had a sign at the whatever the hell it is, the
pharmacy?
Walgreens, yeah. It said, if you need fentanyl testing strips or Narcan, please talk to the pharmacist.
Jeez. Good.
So that's got to be a part of that. If that's available, I mean, if you're in that situation, take it.
That was an oddly scary reality when my wife came out of surgery. They gave her a couple doses of Narcan, too. It was like, oh, damn.
Never.
Because, you know, they give her
a list. Well, I might as well get it up.
Right. Let's see how this works.
Hey, man.
Well, even, like, if you go to, like, some festivals in Europe, even though the drug you have might not be legal, it's kind of a brown or gray area.
Yeah.
So they'll be like, yeah, you can test them. They have testing stations.
Yeah.
So that people know what's in the stuff they're about to ingest. We don't want
you to go ahead and get high. Don't die.
Don't die.
Summer is coming to an end, and seeing as we've already gone back in time once today, I decided, you know, it might be time to take some time to reminisce about some of the finer headlines that we've read during the summer over the last few months.
All right. The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
The Top 10 Mike Hawk headlines from the summer of 2024. Here's what he didn't want you to know. The late French film star Alain Delon said in an interview he wanted his dog Lubo buried with him when he dies. Just one catch. The dog was still alive when the late actor passed. Ruh-roh, Raggy. Quote, if I die before him, I'll ask the vet for us to leave together. I'd prefer that to knowing that he would let himself die on my tomb amid so much suffering. A bit dramatic. To the relief of animal lovers everywhere, Lubo was not buried alive with his dead master. See, they're killing the dogs, Mike. They're killing the dogs. And you are part of the cover-up.
Well, hey,
Positive Friday.
Easy now.
All right, what's the dog's name? Something.
I forget.
Oh,
I don't know, working on it.
I'm a Lupin guy.
Lupin. So I decided to go back in time and look at some of the headlines that we read throughout the summertime. I'm excited because I forgot a lot of these, but I remember each and every one of them.
All right.
So starting with most recent, going to kind of the earliest of the summer headlines there. Do you guys remember this one? Indiana man poisoned wife's Coca-Cola with cocaine, MDMA, and BZD so he could marry her daughter.
Yes. I did not remember the first part, but I do remember the marry her daughter. And wasn't the daughter in on it?
Yes. She was encouraging him to kill her mom so that they could get the inheritance and marry each other.
Yay.
Like, dude, just break it off with the, you know, I'll give you the money. I don't give a damn. I'd like to live.
Yeah. That's all you got to do. Just get a divorce. You don't need to kill anybody. Even though you want to, don't.
Does anybody remember this one? This one made me laugh. Pokemon World Championship finalist disqualified for rude gesture during match.
Oh, he did.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
What did they say? They said he's rolling dice.
He was rolling dice.
Rolling dice. What are you winning?
That's right.
I want everyone to imagine that you're rolling dice in your hand and tell
and
me.
He was caught on camera doing that with a snarky face on.
Well, if you're watching
my
roll dice, you can.
It's the angle.
There's also
I shoot dice all the time.
There's also I don't believe.
Well, what do you mean? What's wrong with that?
But do you think that's what he was doing?
I think he was doing this.
No one shoots dice like that.
I'm not gonna lie. It's been a minute since I played the game. I don't think there's dice involved. It's a trading card game. So
well, he said he's mimicking Roland.
Yeah.
Exactly. But Ted, bang, you know what I'm gonna do next time I go to Vegas? I'm just gonna play one round of craps, just to shake the dice vertically.
Oh, yeah. Bang.
Sometimes I'll throw them backhand.
And when you throw them, I go,
that looks cool.
God damn it, Mild.
Anybody remember this one? McDonald's worker started fire at restaurant because his Sunday shift was too busy.
I vaguely remember that.
I feel like we've all been.
And that's
there.
Just a man that broke.
It was.
Yeah, I mean, that's too much.
I don't know if he broke, man. I think he just didn't want to be there in the first place, and then it was a busy shift.
But you started a fire. That is the point that Ted is making. At that point, you broke. What a lot of people would do is walk out of work and say, I quit.
Yeah.
When you start a fire, you go, you snapped.
Ted, I wonder if you remember this one. There was a steakhouse in New York City that they actually put up a disclaimer on a photo of Perry Como. Do you remember what it was?
Oh, you're not Jeffrey Epstein. I'm answering for Ted again since you busted my balls.
Wait, what?
Oh, at Peter Luger's?
Yeah. There was a picture of Perry Como, but it looked so much like Jeffrey Epstein that they kept getting questions like, why in the hell do you guys have a picture of Jeffrey Epstein? They're like, this is Perry Como. It's not Jeffrey Epstein.
Most guys I've ever seen are in Seattle.
Anybody remember the headline about the phone scammer that tricked a woman into undressing on FaceTime?
Yes.
So basically, they were phone scammers to get into her bank account or something like that. I don't remember the story fully. But they said, we have to do a full body scan. And so they got her to strip down on FaceTime and then just basically go spread out like that and then do circles so that they could give her a full body scan on FaceTime. Which, I know that victim blaming is a no-no, but at the same time, it's like not a single red flag.
No, listen. I know the victim blaming is a no-no, right? But sometimes the victim is incredibly stupid. Yeah. We worked with a woman, this is back in Baltimore, and she was talking about her dentist. And we're all just bitching about the dentist. No one likes going to the dentist. And I can't believe that they also do breast exams. And no one had the heart to tell her. We were just like, did she seriously just say that? She was dead serious. Yeah.
This one might have even been a shot of the day, Mr. Hill. But it says, modern day miracle man, 30 years old, who woke up from a 244-day coma, is struck and killed by a pickup truck.
Oh, God.
He just regained the ability to walk.
Did we do the shot of the day to that or no? Because we tried to avoid people dying.
We at least brought it up.
But it's just like, dude, you've got to be kidding me. You woke up from a coma, they let you out, and you get hit by a truck. I mean, it's just...
Here's one from during the summer. Again, these are some of the top headlines of the summertime here. There was a man who the government had declared him dead, and he tried forever to get them to basically reverse. He's alive. He's alive and well. And so what does he do? He goes on a crime spree. What are you going to do? Pin it on me? I'm dead. You can't do a doggone thing.
Oh, yeah, I do remember. But right, didn't he do that specifically to say,
correct,
I need you to acknowledge I'm alive? And the government's like, no. All right, I committed a crime. Now suddenly you guys recognize that I'm alive?
Right.
Funny how that works.
That's what I was going to say. Then it's like, oh, no, you're totally alive.
Yeah, exactly. Now all of a sudden we're good with it. Here's another headline. Death Valley tourist hospitalized after burning feet on sand dunes hotter than 123 degrees.
Yes. Anybody that lives in Palm Springs, not Death Valley, will tell you, I do not want to go out for about 4 months out of the year.
Right. Let's see here. Anybody remember this headline? Early on in the summertime, again, these are the top headlines of the summer, sheep start behaving strangely after eating 100 kilograms of cannabis in a greenhouse.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, but they ate it all.
Everything.
They did not leave a scrap.
No, they're sheep.
They ate all of it.
Drug dealers. These guys were growing weed, right, for the industry.
Right.
Because I remember the farmers like, look, it's kind of funny because the sheep were obviously stoned.
Yeah.
But that was all my product. Like, that's how I make money.
They also broke into an indoor facility. It was not outdoor.
Right. It was a greenhouse.
Indoor, yes. They got into that thing and then ate everything.
Just ate up the marijuana. Yeah.
They didn't eat the tomatoes.
Here's a headline. Driver picking up body from Shadyside Nursing Homes takes patient who is still alive.
Man.
I remember that one.
Yeah, somebody messed up bad.
Yeah.
Zip her up. You can say that.
That's like
grandma's just asleep.
Yeah, they put her in a bag, too. Yeah.
Did she end up dying like a couple days later, though?
She did a few days later.
Yeah.
And that's okay. Her death was not a surprise to people. The problem was that she was not dead. So she did die a few days later, but the family's like, right, that's when you zip her up in the bag, not when she's close, but when you're done.
Yeah, and you don't want to have to have that feeling twice in 4 days.
No, man. Typo leads to release of accused Cleveland killer from jail.
I don't remember that.
So what it was is that they were trying to release somebody else, but they had their numbers within the system were off by like a single digit.
All right, it's like the inmate number. Yeah.
Exactly. And they screwed it up and they ended up letting a convicted killer go.
But the thing is, if you're the convicted killer, right, and they say, hey, all right, Mike, you know what, man? Papers came down. It says here, we let you out.
Right.
It's not like you know.
Right.
That you just go, wow, that is unbelievable.
So other than you're sitting there like, I should have like 20 years left on my
sentence. Well, even if you have a life sentence and they're just like, hey, it's your day to get out. I'd be like,
you're going
to
leave.
Right. Yeah, no question.
Awesome. Yeah.
And didn't they actually have some issues with that? Because does that fall under like double jeopardy rules and stuff like that?
I don't think it does for the inmate in that point because he did not escape. He did not trick anyone. There was no fraud. They made a mistake. Your number comes up, so we let you out. And the guy, he's not going to question it.
Right.
There's no way he says,
you're not re-arresting him for the crime he did. You're rearresting him because you let him out on a technicality.
Right. Okay.
So it can't be, it wouldn't be double jeopardy.
Right, because you're not trying him again. I understand that. Okay. And then this is one of the oldest but top headlines from the summer that we read right here on this very program. Woman in Osaka charged for driving suitcase without a license.
Yes!
Mm-hmm.
I think that was a who serves less
than. That's not a one-off. They're continuing to do that there.
They still do.
Yes, they're still in airports.
Well, the thing is, she was on the sidewalk. She was on the street on the sidewalk. And it's not like they go 20 miles an hour. This thing goes maybe top speed 5 miles an hour, slightly faster than people walk. And so she ends up getting arrested and fined and all this. And she's like, look, I'm going to be honest. I did not know it was a crime.
Right.
I'm riding a suitcase. That's just not a crime that gets brought. America's Most Wanted is not centered around people riding a suitcase. Yeah.
Right. After spending $1 million to renovate a boat, you won't believe what happened next, Miles.
Oh, what happened next?
Tell you all about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, we manage to the weekend and drinking time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.